artistry is entrepreneurship. And I feel like, you know, just in 10 plus years of doing the show and being making my way through the industry, like, so many artists are thinking like employees for jobs they don't even have yet because they're trying to cater to the industry, the traditional industry model. Oh, my music needs to sound like this, and I need to write songs that are no longer than 3 minutes, and I need to go viral on TikTok so a label notices me and I get signed. And, you know, it doesn't work that way. Or if it does work that way, it works for a very small percentage of artists. You pretty much have to win the lottery. And then even if you win the lottery, you have to stay signed. Like, you know, they could drop you if they don't feel that you're going to sell enough, and they'll just move on to the next 20, 21 year old kid who, you know, will come in and do a better job fitting their mold. Artistry is entrepreneurship. Our artistry inherently cannot be fit into this box, right? And that's the entire point of this whole pivot from Underground Music Collective now to ECM, is to teach the artist to be an entrepreneur. Because ultimately, for the vast majority of us creatives, we've got to do it as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, because, you know, you hear all the time, nobody's coming to save you. The music industry, certainly musicians, artists listening to this, any creative, has no interest in saving you. They have an interest in seeing if they can sell you. And if they can't sell you, they'll find somebody else. So you want to be in line with your integrity and successful, be an entrepreneur. And start treating your endeavors exactly that way. I'm so glad, Joey, that you said that. Because
and to take it a little further with what you said, which is absolutely correct, is you know, so many people that are in the music arts, things like that, stuff, living from that creative side, what they do is when they look at the business side, is they try to convert themselves over to logic. Right? Mm-hmm. Here's what I have to do, and here's what I have, how many, you know, posts I have to do, and how many people I need to get from, how much da, 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 da. When honestly, I love working with creative people like that, much more so than I enjoyed working with people like me who come from the logic side of life, because what I have to do is help that person shift over and get into the creative side and get out of the logic. Mm-hmm. But we have so many people in music and different industries like that and stuff who are trying to apply that logic, which only holds them up and makes it much harder to do than if they take that creative side of where they're already living well in and move into it with that. So absolutely.
Yeah.
That was great the way you said that, Gerard.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just coming from experience, and thank you. You know, it's just like witnessing it, experiencing it myself. Like, even, you know, I remember a few months ago, I was talking to somebody in the industry who's been there for a long time about like sync placements and like the industry is just not looking for rock music. If you're a rock band, like, it's a mark against you in the music industry right now. And, you know, you would think, well, no, nobody wants rock anymore. No, that's not true. People do want it, but you have to figure out who that audience is and how to market to them, how to connect to them. And, you know, you figure out who you are as an artist, who you are as a human being, and how that translates into what you do, and then employ the proven strategies to scale and grow, have different revenue streams. You know, your music is one thing, your merchandising, become an author, become a speaker, like, do all these things, incorporate all these things into your platform, and align yourself with the right people who have been there. Find mentors, find coaches, find different people that can help fill different roles to grow your business. You can't do it yourself. You can't even do it just with the four or five people in your band. You need people who have been places you haven't been before. And that's something that, like, you know, I've, again, recently was just in Denver for a business conference, and like it affirmed a lot of these things that I've been thinking for a long time. It really blew the game open for me, because it's just like, you know, now it's undeniable. Like, this is the path. This is the future for the artist, for the entrepreneur. We need to put the power back in the creative's hands. And because you're not going to change this industry from the inside. You're never going to change it from the inside, because the industry doesn't want to change, because that change will not benefit the people in charge of it. You need to change it from the outside. You need to provide an alternative and force it to change on its own. But don't worry about changing the industry. Focus on building your platform and building up the people around you. That's so key.
And it is key. And the other thing you said there, what a great example you use about a rock band and things like that. So often we'll get these people who are living from their heart. They're coming about living in their passion, bringing that forward. It might be a rock band, let's say, because that's the example you gave. And what they'll do is they'll go, okay, there's not the popularity for rock band, so let's start doing this instead. And they start moving away from their passion. And what they're doing is exactly what it was like for me in corporate America, is they're no longer living in that passion. If we could understand There isn't a single pathway or a most popular way to get there. The best and the most surest way of doing it is live through that passion. If your passion is for rock music and that's what you do and that's what you really thrive on and stuff, that's your attraction factor. So by doing that, you're going to start attracting people. It doesn't matter what's going on as a market and all these things we put on things. Again, going back to logical thinking, none of that matters. What matters is that you're living in that passion, because when you do, you're doing it better than anybody else can do it. And so you start attracting people, and it might not be as, you know, like the, when they break them into categories and things like that, but you're going to attract more than enough people. And then the other part of that that you said is we cannot do it alone. I cannot do this alone with what I'm doing, my mission to inspire, motivate millions of people to live better. I can't do it on my own. You know, people like you and I connecting, people like our friend Steve Ramona and connecting with him and the whole servant's heart thing and living through that. And even our own experiences then, like the experiences of my life of motorcycle accidents and all the things I've been through helped me then that I have available to help other people. And when we're living like that, all we got to do is live in what feels good for us, whether it's rock music, speaking, coaching, whatever it is. And avenues are going to open up to us. Mm-hmm. We cannot help but to open up those avenues. We might have to shift some of that conditioning in the subconscious in order to do so. Mm-hmm. But it cannot help but to bring about those results in that area for us to live in our passion, because that's what was placed in our heart to follow through in this lifetime, to have the impact that our life is supposed to have.